This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Hey, pet pals. Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Get ready, because you're going to meet an ageless wonder. That's because she heads up a group of dedicated people who rescue and rehome, and now, to date, thousands of senior aged dogs in San Francisco. She does it with creativity, determination. There's even a senior prom for gray muzzled canines that she's come up with. So please welcome to our show the CEO of Muttville Senior Dog Rescue. We're talking about Lori Ruthier. Nice to meet you, and welcome, Lori.
Oh, Arden, oh, behave now.
Oh, behave.
Arden, I'm so excited to be here, and I'm joined by a few of the Mutts at Muttville. We're so excited to chat with you.
All right. Hey, this show first airs on our podcast, then you all have to dash over to the YouTube channel to check out these cute dogs. We'll find out more about them and what Lori is doing at Muttville after we take this quick break. You all know the drill. Sit. Stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I've been looking forward to this guest. She is Lori Ruthier. She is the CEO of Muttville Senior Dog Rescue. It's based in the Bay Area, San Francisco. And for someone like myself, I have a soft spot for senior dogs. My oldest right now is 11. Her name is Kona, a.k.a. Pet Safety Dog Kona, a.k.a. Ice Cream Kona. And so I love aging gracefully with my pack. But I love what you're doing. We want to get the backstory of what this is. So let's just dive in. And you're being motivated and maybe even coached or co-produced right now, because who's on your lap?
Well, thank you, Arden. Sitting on my lap is a white fluffy terrier, and she weighs about 15 pounds. And her name is Summer Vibes. And Summer Vibes just got to Muttville this week. She was actually found running along a road in Central California, and she was brought to the shelter, but her family did not come to find her, which is kind of unreal because she's so friendly.
Did she have a microchip or anything?
She did not have a microchip. She does now, but she's clearly been loved, this little gal. So she got here to Muttville and she got a full nose to tail exam by our veterinary team. She got her vaccines, her microchip. She's also scheduled to be spayed and have a dental with us. And she's real perky. She's 9 years young, but she's got a lot of you know, pep in her step. And I think she'd make a good hiker as well as a good lap dog, as you can see.
Well, she's summer vibe. She's great every season of every year, right?
There you go. Every season, all year. She's kind of down for whatever you're doing. She's just friendly and adorable. If you can't see her because you're just listening to this podcast, I can tell you she's got big black button eyes and fluffy white hair.
And we're going to say it more than once. How do people come and find out about Muttville? What's the site?
Well, no matter where you are, you need to visit Muttville's website. It's muttville.org. And we also have Instagram and Facebook. And we get a lot of what we call mutt stalkers who come to our social media and our website because the dogs are so incredibly cute. And we've got volunteers writing up nice bios about each of them. And every day during the middle of the day, we have a live wag cam. So if you're sitting at your computer and you need your spirits lifted, just click in and you'll see Muttville in action.
Let's dive in into that because this has been around since 2007 and I used to be a sports writer, so I'm trying to get some stats here. You have had over 14,000 dogs rescued and adopted out?
Exactly. So Muttville started in 2007 because historically in traditional shelters, dogs who were older were overlooked for adoption or in some cases just not even put up for adoption. They were considered unadoptable just simply because of their age. And, you know, all of us who have had animals who've become older, you can just think about the heartbreak if your animal ended up in a shelter for a reason and someone didn't care and didn't pick them up and love them. And so we set out to change the way people think about and treat older dogs. And so in 2007, our founder started it out of her house and that first year rescued 27 older dogs.
That's Sherry Franklin?
That is Sherry Franklin. And now we rescue over 27 dogs every single week.
Oh, wow. And we're going to dive in more about Muttville, but I want you right now to be the champion of all gray muzzled dogs, senior dogs. I love puppies. I love primetime dogs. But you, Lori Routhier, what is it about senior dogs that makes them so magical and worthy of being adopted?
Okay, well, Arden, I'm like you. I love all animals. But if I'm to adopt, I'm all in on the senior dogs. And, you know, they're so loving and so grateful. And also, you know, oftentimes they're potty trained. They're not going to chew up your house. They kind of know how to live. And so, you know, for me, I just think of them as really easy keepers.
That's a good phrase. Easy keepers. I used to joke and say, you know, what do you call the first year with a puppy? You call it the wonder year because you wonder where your sanity is going. That's not the case with these senior dogs. You sort of know their personalities, right?
Exactly. And they know who they are. Like, look, I just had Summer Vibes just jumped back up on my lap just to get a little snuggle. And I can work at my computer all day and she's here sharing the love with me, but I can also work. So it's a wonderful relationship.
With your Muttville senior dog rescue, though, you got to think outside the box. And I'm not talking the litter box. I'm talking you got to be creative to get people to come and want to either get a senior dog or to help support it. So I'm dying. I've been very patient. What the heck is your senior dog prom all about? And why is that such a cool marketing idea to get the word out?
Well, you're on it. We knew that to share how special senior dogs are and to really get people excited about them, we knew we had to do things differently. So I've been in the field of animal welfare and sheltering for nearly 30 years. And when working at Muttville, we knew like, okay, we're not going to have kennels and cages and not be a traditional shelter. We're not going to have a lot of barriers or rules. We're going to celebrate these dogs in a really fun, accessible way. And so one of the things, just to step back, is that Muttville was the first cage-free animal shelter in the nation.
Wow. You know what? You should write to Jeopardy and tell them you have a perfect answer for a question for contestants. What do you think?
I'm doing it as soon as we get off this podcast. That is okay, excellent. Cool. And one of those things is that, you know, these dogs are so special. We don't have to make anything up. They are the best. So having a cage-free shelter, people can just come in and meet and snuggle the dogs.
Nice.
And when you meet these dogs, you automatically fall in love with them. And so we, Meville's a super happy place. And I encourage anybody who ever has the chance to come to Meville, please, or I'm sorry, not to Meville, to San Francisco, put Meville on your list. It's become a worldwide destination.
Really? Move over cable cars? Ghirardelli chocolate?
Cable cars are so yesterday, Arden. Yeah. Meville is the new cable car.
Where is it in the city? I mean, I've been
there
several times.
It's in the Mission District. And
okay.
Very accessible. And so, yeah, people come just when they're on vacation. We also have people from shelters all over the world come and visit us.
Really?
To see how they might be able to replicate a similar model. Because the more people meet animals, the more will go home. And whether or not you can adopt today, you can always advocate. You can put these dogs on your social media. You can donate. You can just get the word out about how wonderful they are.
How is it structured? Is it a big house? Is it a big compound? Give me some visuals.
Okay, I can do that. So you know that Meville started out of our founder's living room. So what Meville is now is it's essentially a very large living room with couches and chairs and poofy beds. And so the dogs and the people are lounging around, but it's bigger so that, you know, we can have little groups of dogs in different places too. But yeah, there's no glass or no bars between our visitors and the dogs. And the other thing is we usually have around 80 dogs in our care at any given time. So a great number of those dogs are also in foster homes.
That's what I was going to ask. You do need the foster folks.
Oh, yes. We need the foster folks for a few reasons. One is, of course, it allows us to have more dogs of differing types. So everybody who wants to adopt a Meville dog, we've got the right dog for you. But the other is that the fosters help dogs decompress after maybe having been at a traditional shelter, a little confused, possibly scared. And
yes,
the fosters get to know who are these dogs exactly? What do they love? What is their schedule? You know, do they have any special quirks? And that way, you know, when someone comes to adopt, we want to make sure we help folks just get the right dog for their lifestyle. And the foster parents are exceptional at sharing that information.
We're speaking with Lori Ruthier. She is the CEO of Meville Senior Dog Rescue. We're going to dive in a little bit more and we're going to find out what a senior dog prom is. I haven't forgotten after we take this quick break. So sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Talk to the paw.
Hi, this is Amy Shearer.
Hi, I'm Jane Lynch.
This is Mandy Moore.
Hi there, I'm Kate Walsh.
This is Catherine Tygo.
There's only one station that gives you the scoop on wagging tongues and tails and who's walking who in Rent and Tinseltown. Pet Life Radio, the tail wagger.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Pickler, and you're listening to Arden Moore on All Behave on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper, and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to All Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Old Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're speaking with Lori Ruthier. She is the CEO of Meville Senior Dog Rescue. That's in San Diego. Real easy website,
Meville.org in San Francisco.
All right. That's easy. And this is a cage-free place. It has been around since 2007. Over 14,000 beautiful dogs have been rescued by this group. And for those that are going to see the YouTube version of this, there is a second dog in Lori's lap. They're not both now. The new one is?
His name is Dude.
I love that. That sounds so San Francisco. Hey, dude, what you doing? You think we're going to hang 20? Because, you know, dogs don't hang 10 when they surf. They have to hang 20, right?
100%. And dude is super happy to be hanging out on the Obehave podcast right now.
He looks a lot like my dog, Kona. Tell me about dude.
Well, dude is also a little terrier. He's very small and he's extremely soft. He feels almost as soft as a chinchilla. And dude is actually in our hospice adoption program. He's believed to be about 13 years old. And okay. So he had his examination and we do a senior blood panel as part of our intake physical exam. And he has early onset kidney disease. So he's on a special kidney diet for the rest of his life. So he can be adopted through our hospice program. And what that means is that Muttville will cover some of the quality of life or palliative care, including his kidney diet, until it's time for him to say goodbye. And so, you know, dude's perfect and he has a wonderful quality of life. So, you know, he deserves to be adopted and loved and spoiled. And we are here to support adopters in doing that.
And people need to understand that what a gift, because some people may not be able to have the time to start with a puppy and have 14, 20 years with that dog. So who makes a good person that you're looking for to maybe be taking care of a hospice dog from Muttville?
Well, I'm really glad you asked, because I had a friend recently ask if all of our adopters were older people. And a lot of our adopters are older people, but also a lot of our adopters are young. It really spans that age range. A friend of mine has been a repeat hospice adopter because she said she's at a point in her career where she cannot afford a dog totally, but because Muttville's covering that palliative care, she's able to open her heart and home to a dog. So I would say people who would be wonderful hospice adopters are people who really want to give dogs their full bucket list of wonderful, wonderful opportunities, and someone who will spoil them and then give them that gift of euthanasia when their quality of life does decline.
Which means good death. That's my only Greek. I know that in umpa and euros. But yes, what is a senior dog prom? Tell me about that. And when did that start and how does that play at Muttville?
Well, so Muttville is one big place of celebration. Okay. If you want to party, you want to celebrate, you want to be happy, you
like
just
that.
Come to Muttville, whether you can come in person or on Instagram or on our website, we are a happy place. And, you know, at every high school, there's a prom,
I think.
And, of course, you know, you have to crown your prom king and queen or queen and queen or what have you. And so every year, Muttville has a big senior prom where we bring a lot of animal lovers together who help support Muttville and make all of this possible. And part of that celebration includes a prom court where we've got several dogs who've been voted into the finals, and a lucky couple of dogs get crowned every year. And, you know, Muttville's a completely nonprofit organization, and we rely on the support of donors of all types to make all of this possible. And the senior prom is a celebration of the dogs, and it's also a celebration of people who support the cause.
Did you ever go to your senior prom?
I did. I was probably, though, in the corner wondering why I was there. And I can tell you that Muttville's senior prom is a lot more fun.
That's what I was hoping. So you also have something called a cuddle club. What the heck is that? I think the world needs more cuddle clubs.
Exactly. We even have a cuddle room. And I think most people who come here who work in corporate jobs, they say they don't have a cuddle room on their work campus. So we do. But
is that Microsoft and Amazon?
Yeah, they need, come on, get with it. Yeah, they need their cuddle rooms. But Muttville's all about dogs 7 and older, so senior dogs. But another big part of our mission and commitment is senior people. And so, you know, Sometimes when people get older, they may end up a little bit isolated. Some people can't have a dog or may just not even have a huge social network anymore. And so cuddle clubs are where older people can come and snuggle the dogs that we have here at Muttville. And it's also turned into a bit of a social circle for different groups of people who find themselves alone.
Well, you're releasing all the endorphins and feel-good thoughts. And boy, I bet their blood pressure's getting down to a healthy level now.
Oh, exactly. And there's data to prove that that happens. And, you know, we have drop-in cuddle clubs, and we also work with different local organizations that serve senior people. But you know what else we have is we have virtual cuddle clubs, which we started in COVID because nobody was able to really get together. But I know some of your listeners, Arden, are not local to San Francisco, but they still will have the opportunity to log into one of our virtual cuddle clubs.
I like that. Well, we've been around all over the planet. So yes, my friends in Greece and my friends in New Zealand, will you please check out the Cuddle Room Virtual with Muttville? How's that?
Yeah, perfect. Well, and you know, I'd love to share a little story with you. Just a few weeks ago, we had a group come from a memory care hospital that's working with seniors who have Alzheimer's or dementia. And one of the people who was brought to Muttville had apparently not spoken at all for a number of weeks. And he had just, you know, kind of shut down. And so one of our volunteers put a dog on his lap and he started petting the dog, and the volunteer was chatting with him about the dog. And then he actually started to talk about the dog. God. And then he started to talk about the dog he had had. And then after they left, the staff member who had come with that group gave us a call, and she said she was so moved because on the way back to the home, he continued to talk in the van about his dog. And then when he got back, he chatted with more people about his dog. And so, you know, he's surrounded by people, professionals who are trying so hard to care for him at this stage in his life. And they weren't having the type of breakthroughs that, you know, only animals can provide for us.
You touched my heart because I've had 5 therapy pets in my life, and we go to memory care centers, Pet Safety Dog Kona and Pet Safety Cat Casey. And they've said that something with the connection with pets and with music sometimes unlocks the silence, right?
Yeah. And we can try everything in our power to help. But animals have some magical powers that extend beyond us.
Well, you're also trying to hit the young generation, you know, the alphas, the Gen Zs. What's going on with humane education at some of the schools?
Oh, yes. So we have a huge humane education program, and it is for kids of all ages from, you know, kindergarten up through high school. And so we've got programs that are focused, of course, on the older dogs, but humane education is really about providing young people with interactive opportunities to really think about someone else. I think young people get, you know, we all grew up being taken care of, and humane education provides opportunities for young people to care for someone else and to really explore what empathy and compassion and responsibility look like. So we have school groups come here. We visit school groups. We've got programs where young kids can read to dogs, which can be great if they're lacking a little confidence in their reading out loud. And we've got kids making posters to adopt the dogs. And essentially, it's just wonderful opportunities for young people to think about who they are in our larger society. And, you know, I think we all need a little bit more dose of kindness and compassion for all living creatures. And that's what these programs are really built around.
What are two or three things, traits in senior dogs that you admire and you strive to also have?
Oh, that's such a great question, Arden. One of them for sure would be resilience.
Okay.
Any animal that ends up homeless in a shelter of any kind is going through a complete and total upheaval. And these dogs show up as their best selves over and over and over. They lose things. They go through surgeries. They have no idea what's going on. And the resilience and the generosity of spirit that dogs have is definitely something I admire and strive to always
be a really good answer.
Better at.
All right, I'm going to make you ask another one. What's another trait?
Okay, another trait is humor.
Okay. Oh, that's right up my alley.
These dogs are hilarious. They're just funny. They make me laugh. Go to our Instagram if you, again, want to laugh out loud. These dogs are like natural comedians. And if I'm around somebody funny, I'm good all day, every day. And these dogs definitely do that.
Well, I know that Dude and Summer Vibes had a dad dog joke they wanted you to hear.
Okay, please.
What is a dog's favorite musical instrument?
What?
The trombone.
Oh, look, you've got Summer Vibes. Just can't take it. She's so excited.
She's passed out.
She's
like, no,
out.
No.
Her
no.
head is hanging off of a chair. Blood is running down.
So growing up, I don't know if you grew up in the Bay Area. Did you think when you were a kid on a swing set one day you were going to be doing this, or what was your plan?
Well, so my parents are obsessed animal people,
okay.
for sure. So I grew up with animals, lots and lots of different animals. But, you know, one thing I didn't realize until after college is I didn't understand how many different professional opportunities there are in the field of animal sheltering and welfare. There's everything from being a veterinarian, which I thought was kind of the only thing, which I didn't want to end up wanting to be. But there's so many jobs that relate to people and business and computers and human resources and accounting. Like, there's so much out there. So anybody who wants it to do something that they really care deeply about, such as working with animals, there are opportunities. And one thing that's so unique in this field compared to a lot of other professions is you can get your start by volunteering. You know, a lot of people get hired because they know someone. Well, you can get to know people in this field by volunteering. And that's really what changed my life.
There was some dog who was your 14,000th rescue, Slinky. You want to end with the Slinky situation?
I sure do, because this is a full circle, Arden. Slinky was actually crowned our prom king.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Slinky is a brindle, like pit bull kind of mutt. And he is really sweet, like just a gentle spirit. You know, sometimes dogs just can look straight into your soul, and that is Slinky's superpower. And he has since been adopted into a family of who is spoiling him. They've sent photos of him. He's doing walks. He's doing a lot of sun lounging.
Does he wear his prom crown, you know, on the walk?
He's modest. He couldn't believe that he was such the center of attention. You know, when you really got it, you don't have to show it off. That's sort of Slinky motto.
What's a parting message you want to give to everybody? And again, how to find out about Muttville, Lori?
Well, one of my parting messages would be that, you know, I know not all of your listeners are in San Francisco, but there are these perfect dogs in every single community. So I would urge everyone just to go down to your local shelter and rescues and meet dogs and see how you might be able to support them through adoption or donations or volunteering or sharing these animals on social media. All of that makes a difference. And then the other thing is, please follow Muttville on our Instagram. And anytime you're in San Francisco, you absolutely must come by and soak up some Mutt snuggles.
I like it. So go to muttville.org, everybody. At this time, I also want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We are the largest pet radio network on the planet. And humbly, you're listening to the O Behave Show, which also has been on the air since 2007. Muttville, O Behave.
Oh, Behave.
Which makes us the longest running weekly pet podcast on the planet. Please, folks, I do a lot in the pet world, wear a lot of collars. In addition to this show, one of the things I am most passionate about is helping you learn how to save your pet's life. I'm a master instructor in pet first aid, and I have pet first aid for you. And I can't do it without a few shelter rescues, shelter alums, I call them. And they are pet safety dog Kona, pet safety cat Casey, and now pet safety dog Nova Six Toes. So we do everything with veterinary approved, and we have some humor because I want you to learn and feel safe. And so that's what I invite you to check out. We teach it in person, interactive Zoom, and now self-paced courses. So we teach people all over the globe. So humbly, that's my thing. Until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.